Are you ready for the Low Blows Network? Why are you here? It's the show where you control.
Not you, you host the show.
Ask us anything, and we're brought down to answer. So, with that,
I still don't understand why.
Virus Wrestling, Katie Hardy. It's Ask Low Blows.
Keen. Now.
Alright.
Hey, you got it!
Nice. All right, the timing is perfect. And I'd like to start this off by saying, you told me to skip ahead a few minutes.
I'm sorry, I just paused there.
No,
I ruined everything.
Don't do it.
I fucked it
don't
up. I'm sorry.
What do I do now?
I could just keep playing it, like, and we could just pretend that it was normal and that none got fucked up.
Yeah, so we start?
Yes. Oh, shit. There, go.
I don't know what to do.
Now, go. Sorry.
I'm already stressed. Can I start?
Yeah, you can.
All right. So, for a lot of you, you might want to skip ahead the next few minutes because it's just going to be me complaining for a reason. And that reason is related to the fantasy draft Low Blows name that we don't have a name for yet. Basically, for those of you that don't know, it's run by Keith Hanley at Bit of
Sweet GNM.
Ah, at Bit of Sweet GNM. I'm delighted you knew that. Keith, yeah, basically made a decision that I strongly disagree with. I need to have some of those Pringles. There's Pringles right in front of me. No, I won't, because that's unprofessional, right? We're going to be professional till the end of this. So, essentially, we made our drafts on day one with a set of rules. Those rules were followed, and there's been no new rules created since then, because that's now fantasy, you know, football or whatever else works. You don't make up new rules out of the blue. We've had amendments. We've had, like, clarifications. We haven't had a brand new rule, you know, plucked out of the sky till now. So basically, there's no rule about future endeavors. What happens if the wrestler that you picked for your draft gets sacked? Because common sense would dictate that you would kick him out of your team. You know what I mean? Why would you want him? He's giving you no points. But I've found myself in a weird position where I'm not losing out by having Luke Harper, who's the released in question, on my team. And basically, the rule for tag teams is it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter what they do as a tag team. If one of them does well, then you get the points for whichever tag team member does well.
Yeah.
And as far as tag teams were concerned, the only tag teams that we had to pick were the teams that were valid as of when we did the draft. That was the only rule. There was no other rule. If they went to a different brand, they went to a different show, different promotion, if they fucking died, got injured, retired, it was still valid because they were valid as of when we did the draft. And, like, the punishment for that, if he gets released or if he's not on TV, because fun fact, Luke Harper hasn't been on TV once since we started the draft.
That's fair, yeah. No, not once.
So and how have you got points then?
Because Eric Rowan's been doing well.
That's not how it works, is it?
That is how it works. That's the rules that Keith created himself on
but
the first
you
day.
Benefit off this as well. Yeah. You're single dressers or tag team wrestlers. You've got two lads from SEU as your AEW single dressers.
Yeah, but like my tag team are Jurassic Express. You're telling me when Jungle Boy wrestles Jericho, I'll get points for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, you should have been paying attention then.
This is why you're last. This is why you're not doing well in this.
So my punishment for not having an active tag team partner in that team is that I'm solely reliant on Rowan for the points. If Rowan doesn't show up 1 week, or you know he loses, or he doesn't do very well, that whole tag team doesn't get me points. It's a risk, but it's a risk I'm willing to take because it's working out for me. Yeah. So basically, Luke Harper got released, and Keith decided to add in a completely new rule out of nowhere that was never established until now, where the team is now vacant. It's vacant because Luke Harper, who up until now was getting me 0 points, is still getting me 0 points, but now it's apparently an issue. So he's basically said that I have to transfer them out, and I have to... it counts as my free transfer as well, so I lose points if I need to make multiple transfers to adjust to this. And it's neck and neck, so that's kind of fucked me over a bit. It's like in fantasy football, yeah, and I'm talking about the Premier League fantasy football, not this NFL weird yank shit. That's not
it's way better.
Like, yeah, it's not though. But Barclays Premier League fantasy football. If Luke Harper played for Sheffield United, yeah, and in January he got transferred out to Barcelona, but he was in my team, he's on my bench. Would fantasy football come in and say the owners of fantasy football come in and say you have to transfer out Luke Harper right now? You have to. He's gone. You have to do it. No. He stays on my bench. He has a red exclamation mark next to his name, and I get 0 points for him for as long as I have him. But if I feel like I'm benefiting from keeping him on the bench and I'm saving up my free transfers, or the players on the, like, I need to do other transfers instead, or I need to do, you know, I'm getting points, so why bother fucking out with it? That's my choice. You can still get Lukaku in for United. Mm. Red exclamation mark. You're not going to get any points because he's in Serie A, but you can still bring him in. Mm. But this new rule that Keith has just decided to bring in for no reason has fucked me up when it was neck and neck. I was proper pissed. Yeah, I was like, I was actually going to drop out. I was like, fuck this. I'm leaving it to Rick and Kate. I was proper heated. I was like,
this is the saltiest I've ever
heard. Yeah, I was raging. Proper. I was like, fuck this. We spent so much time on it only for like this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we really prepared for
this. So I was like,
me and Keane spent a lot of time preparing for this.
Kate was here. But yeah, so I was like, oh, fuck. But then I was like, Keith put a lot of work into this, so I'm not gonna drop out. But like, I'm gonna give him a week. I'm politely requesting that he just thinks about it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to change it. It's your fucking setup. But I would like if you did, because it makes no sense. But yeah, I don't know. What do you think about it?
I didn't want to say because you were on a roll there.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Like, the night that he made that role, like, Keith got on to me afterwards and he's like, I was actually preparing for a job interview, and then everyone started tweeting me saying, what are you going to do? So I felt like I had to, and then I woke up the next morning and I'm like, that's probably a bit unfair. So he just said, if you want to swap Rowan as your singles wrestler and have AOP as your tag team.
Oh, for free?
Yeah, for free.
Oh, that's even better. Yeah, I wouldn't have even asked for that.
You can just swap it, like, and he's good with it. I mean, I think
I'm not good with it.
I'm not going to complain. I mean,
I think that's fair. You had it anyway, so it's,
I mean,
like,
fuck, if that's what you want to do, I mean, that's what you want
to
do.
But I also said to him, don't tell him that because he's really annoyed. And let's just keep him being annoyed.
You know
for
what?
Next
who would I be to dispute the owner of fans football? You know what I mean? What he says goes. At the end of the day, you can't argue with that. You know what I mean?
Don't cross
the
line.
He lays the rules, and if he wants to switch up his goals along, I think he's the man you listen to. Do you know what I mean? So if that's the way he wants to be, AOP are my NY tag team. Rowan is then my singles wrestler. Katie, do you have any idea what's going on?
Yeah, I understand the situation.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Devin West, what do you think about this development?
Yeah, pretty good.
Troy Mendes, awesome. What do you think of this development?
No comment.
Oh, that was a lot more. Man, I don't know how to feel about that. What about you, Dom Tuck?
What?
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, man.
You also didn't let people know the Midcard Mafia were here, so...
What's up, guys? I mean,
what's up? We're here. Troy Mendes, Devin West, right there.
Yes, that's me.
You see, I would have assumed if I said, you know, Devin West, Troy Mendes, Dom Tuck, they'd assume that they're here.
Could have been Rick's excellent impressions.
I do an impression. Do an impression of Devin West. Do an impression of Devin West right now.
No, I can do an actually pretty good Troy Mendes. Give me a Troy Mendes line.
She gave me a belly rub. My teacher gave me a belly rub.
My teacher gave me a belly rub.
You sound like that bit in Wayne's World where it's like, you know, Anne had to find the brown M&Ms to fill a brandy glass.
Guys, I know this is a new podcast. Wait, this can we forget about the belly rub thing?
Wait. That was Troy Mendes speaking, not Rick doing the impression.
For the record.
Uncanny.
So.
I do have a question about what I should do, though, on my transfer.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. Do any of you have one of the trades? I didn't ask.
I'm in a tough spot because Charlotte is my singles.
Yeah.
Kabuki Warriors are my tag. Mm. And they're wrestling each other now for the tag belts.
Oh.
So I don't know what a good... Should I trade one out?
Oh, that's a guaranteed win and loss.
But it's a win and loss, isn't it? Like.
But it's... Do you get more points?
Yeah, it is. You're going to lose points either way.
You're absolutely
fucked. So if I think the Kabuki... No, hang on. You're telling me the wrong thing again. Explain the rules. Right?
Devin West, isn't she fucked? She's absolutely fucked.
Yes.
Yeah,
no,
fucked.
Hang on. Completely. Charlotte will get points for being in a title match, yeah?
No, she gets points if she wins a title.
But not if she's in a title match?
I don't think so.
Can I have a list of the rules?
You get one email to you every single week.
No.
It's in the email.
The rules aren't in
there. There's a subsection for rules.
A subsection?
There is. Yeah, there is. It's a very detailed email. Could not be more detailed. You get this every week emailed directly into your inbox.
And it has the rules.
Has the rules.
No, it does. In the Excel file.
In the Excel file. There's a section that says rules.
I don't mean to rush
you. Oh, there is! Okay, come back to me. I'm going to read the rules.
Okay. So we just hop into the first question?
Let's hop into the first question. Right, Midcar Mafia, welcome. Hanging out for some reason, but why not? There's never... we don't need a reason to have the Midcar Mafia after you were so great last time. Here we go. You guys hold the mic for a bit.
Okay.
You made the show better. It's okay.
Yeah. You know, fuck it. At Killer Steve W, what are your predictions for next decade in wrestling as the current one ends? Before we get into that, right, let's just focus on what exactly he is asking, right? That's like coming into me in 2010, like 11-year-old me in 2010, saying the UFC are going to allow women to fight. The most popular fighter will go on to main event WrestleMania. The Divas, which is what they're known at the time, are going to main event WrestleMania with an Irish woman called Becky. So, and Ric Flair's daughter. Do you know what I mean? This is what you're saying to somebody in 2010. So, like, that, I'm just highlighting anything can happen in the next 10 years. So, what are your predictions?
The Midcard Mafia are going to be on Survivor Series as a team.
Yes, I like that one.
With a fifth member.
Don't say it.
Steinsy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. With, and Bruno the dog marching you to the ring.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, yeah.
I'm going to say you, but okay, Billy Steinsy, it's fine.
I've already accepted I'm never going to be in the group.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah, we never want you in anyway.
Well, do you have a prediction?
Dom Tucker's Irish Junior Heavyweight Champion.
Oh yeah, I'm with you on that.
Well, actually, could we make that happen before the end of the decade?
Before the end of the year, we still have a show left. Rick, just saying, you know.
Please.
No.
Please. Oh. Try it, Dom. Fucking anti-fun police. All right.
Where's the shot?
I don't know. Well, all right. My prediction, because again, you don't know what's going to happen in the decade. I'm going to say that Eric Rowan wins the world title. No, it could be the world heavyweight, universal, could be any world title, but I have no reason to believe that he won't. So, I don't know. Do you have a prediction, Troy?
For this, the next decade? A trilogy. Now hear me out.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is going to be amazing. It's going to be Dom Tuck versus Conor McGregor. First Ooh. In a boxing match. Then in the octagon. And then maybe a Hell in a Cell match at WrestleMania or something. That'd be...
Why do we need the third match? I just won the first two.
I was literally going to say that. What happens if he wins the first two? Then what?
Maybe switch it around. Maybe wrestling match.
Hang on.
Wait, I'd love to see y'all.
I've always wondered. Yeah. What happens in three stages of hell if they win the first two rounds? Like, do you just end it? Or what's the story?
Yeah, they just end it.
I've never seen a 3-stage of the hell match end 2-0.
They just got home.
Alright guys, that's it. Bye.
Get the shower, jump in the shower. Yeah, that's
like,
it.
The cage is wet, like over at the top, you know, the way it's at, like fucking, it's over in the ceiling or whatever, and they just don't bring it down. I'm like, well.
No, they do, and then the ring crew starts taking it down, and they're like, what are you still doing here? It's 2-0. <Yeah. laughs>
Well, that's my prediction. In the next decade, there'll be a 3-stage of the hell match at some point in some company that ends 2-0. So the fans just leave all disappointed and shit. I also think they'll bring back Tough Enough, and there'll be a big copyright issue, you know?
God, I hope not. That's our only source of money at the moment. I have a prediction, and hear me out. Andy Steele wins wrestling.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
He just wins wrestling.
Has he not done it already though? Like
no, like he wins all of wrestling.
All right, yeah.
Like
yeah.
He owns all the promotions.
Right,
and they bring back the territories, like the old days. And he goes over and conquers every territory.
Like he has every single belt, and just like he wins wrestling.
Do you ever see the Ultimate Dragon where he has all the titles on him? Mm. That's Andy Steele in about. I wouldn't even say decade. I'll give it a year.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah. Andy Steele 2020.
Yes.
He get my vote.
Let's start that fucking campaign.
Yeah.
Thanks for the question, killer. Butch at Butch_OTT.
No, Butch.
Who would you like to be Liger's opponent in his retirement match, and why is it Troy Mendes? He didn't say the Troy Mendes part. No, he didn't say the Troy Mendes part. I said that. But like, sorry. Well, my answer is Troy Mendes, but who would you have wanted to see in Liger's retirement match?
I would have liked seeing the Suzuki match as his last match. I thought it was the perfect way to end the career, except it was like 3 months too early. They just happened to fall into it. What I'd like to hear is all of the wrestlers here pitch why they should be Juice and Thunder Liger's last match, starting with Devin West.
Because I know I can carry him to a good match. I know he needs to be carried nowadays. He's old. You know, he's a great guy in the ring, but I think I can just get that just over there a little bit, you know? Be a great match, solid match.
Yeah, you should like, he's never made it in Fight Factory. Devin West has. I'm not, exactly. You know, I'm just saying, like.
Exactly. Thank you, Corbin King.
Because I'm an absolute monster.
Yeah!
So who's this we're talking
about? I trained Braun Strowman and Bobby Lashley. Troy Mendes. Juice. Ugh! Jushin! I'm coming.
Who's last match, sorry? Who's last match, is it?
Jushin Thunder Liger. Come back to you. I would actually relinquish my spot to see the Troy Mendes match. So yeah, that's, I wouldn't take that spot away from him, you know. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to have his last match. I'd say it'd be a good crack.
That's a solid pitch as well. I can't argue with that. It's a tough one, lads. Feel free to vote on Twitter. Maybe we'll have a poll. Who do you want to see as Jushin Liger's final opponent? will we? I don't know. Yeah.
The options will just be Troy Mendes. No, yeah, other
Troy
options.
Mendes four times. Thanks for the question, Butch. Actually, I'd like to see Butch versus Jushin Liger. I'm just going to throw it out there as well. At Kento CCFC, oh, I have a fucking answer for this, right? You've all been invited on I'm a Celebrity. What would be the worst trial they could possibly make you do?
Oh, see, I actually can't watch I'm a Celebrity because of the surprise rats. You know when they do the little VT slides when they're cutting from scene to scene and then sometimes it might just be a rat walking across the screen? I have an absolute, like, phobia of rats. Like, I mean, panic attacks when I see them. I walked into a pet shop once to look at the hamsters and accidentally seen a cage full of rats and start crying and had to ring Phil to come in and get me. Like, I'm petrified of rats. So any of the ones where they have rats or put you in a cage with rats or anything like that, can't handle it.
Surprise rats, they ruin everything. I heard do you remember they ruined Nordy wrestling for a while?
Anyway,
I'm joking about the fact that he said it was a surprise. That's what I mean. It was
Devin West. What's your? I'm a Celebrity trial. You don't want to do
follow that.
That I don't want to do. I'd give anything a whack, to be honest. Whatever it is.
What about the eating challenges?
Have you seen the stuff I've eaten?
No.
I give it a try. Why not? Except for the bollocks. Maybe that's Troy's and not mine.
It's not my thing. What are you saying?
What's your point? Belly
rub. Don't you dare.
Would you belly rub a tiger if that was a challenge?
If that was a...
Would you let a tiger belly rub you?
Well, I have to win stars and win food, so I might have to do the job. You know, Troy has to...
You'd have to job to a tiger.
Wait. Yeah.
Well, Dom, do you bet?
Having to watch Katie wrestle for an hour.
Oh!
I wouldn't wish that on anyone. I could not go for an hour.
When I read this question, I was like, will I rip into Katie? I was like, no, come on. I'll give her, one day off, one question off, you know what I mean? But I didn't realise it's a mid-card mafia we're going to be here, so...
Dom, I second that.
Right, mine is almost as bad as that. Possibly not quite, but for me, it'd be really, really, really bad, right? So we have Pringles in front of me, and it reminded me, what if you put all, like, Pringles of all different flavours into a bowl and don't tell me what Pringle flavour is what?
Do you not enjoy every Pringle flavour?
No.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't even tried, like, most of them. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you just find one you like and you're stuck on it?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, okay. Like, if you told me, right, here's sour cream onion Pringles and I had it and it was salt and vinegar, I'd start crying, like, so... I don't think it'd be very good. I wouldn't enjoy it very much and I wouldn't get them any stairs, so... You know, that's my that's my Mush Tucker trial.
That's next year's trial.
So yeah, thanks for the question, Kento. John comes in at Mr. In the Block. I had no time to prepare for this, so we're just gonna go for it. The AEW versus WWE war has heated up. It's invasion time. What matches would you want to see on a WWE versus AEW pay per view? To kick off, it's MJF versus The Miz. Both are good talkers and could give a good build up to the match.
Yeah, like that's the match.
That's it. You've completed it with the question. Like, that was fucking awesome. Who would Cody be great against? Who'd be the match? Cody Triple H. Yeah, that's the match. Who else?
The Young Bucks versus the Usos or the Revival.
Yeah.
Young Bucks, because against the Revival, because they have the whole FTR thing.
Yeah,
that's a great match. Kenny Omega against Seth Rollins.
Imagine the Lucha Bros in the tag division.
Ooh. Like, Lucha Bros against the... Lucha Bros against the Lucha Dragons.
That would be good.
They just beat the fuck out of them. Like.
Or Lucha Bros versus the Usos and then Revival and Young Bucks.
Or, hear me out, Heavy Machinery.
No.
I want to see that Styles clash.
I'd like to see John Moxley versus Seth Rollins. In like a death match.
Don't be boring and pick people that we've already seen wrestle each other.
No. That's Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins. I mean, like, in a death match, like John Moxley. Do you know what I mean? Post leaving WWE after they had that little spat on Twitter and shit.
If they had that whole, like, if they let them kind of work it out, like a work shoe type deal, where they're like, they're still mates, so they'd like be able to go harder on each other, like in that kind of shooty kind of thing. And they let it be like, they made the story about what the background story is, you know, like Eric in the CM Punk pipe bomb type way.
Yeah. Eric Rowan versus Pac. is mine. Alright.
I'm pretty sure we saw that on Main Event, like, for 6 weeks in a row.
And it was really good, so why not do it again? Well, lads, what are your AEW versus WWE?
You know, I can only name about 5 AEW wrestlers.
Oh yeah, you're too good for AEW. Is that what you're saying?
Pac versus.
Are you just going to name the ones who were in WWE first?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have to do it that way. Pac versus Rey Mysterio.
Okay, That's solid, man. That's actually not bad.
Kenny Omega versus Brock Lesnar.
I'd watch that too.
What the fuck? These are good.
John Moxley versus Eric Rowan.
Yeah. No, what?
Oh,
no.
Come on.
That was great, man. Oh, I like that.
I don't know why this comes to mind, but a proper big feud between MJF and Roman Reigns, I just think would be class.
Oh, yeah.
Obvious one, Kenny Omega versus Daniel Bryan. Yeah, that's all that comes to mind.
Kenny Omega, Daniel Bryan is a fucking class.
The Fiend smacking Stu Grayson around the big ass.
Yeah, just jobbing him out every single week. His back wall is just like the Dark Order over and over and over again. Yeah, I'll be or the librarians as well.
Devin, do you have any dream AEWWE matches?
Samoa Joe, Kenny Omega.
Yeah, it's not bad. I like it. What side would you be on in the war? If you like, you throw for grabs.
I've got one. Right, three-way match. Three-way match. This is an actual proper dream match. Three-way match. It's WWE versus AEW versus NXT. It's Kenny Omega against AJ Styles against Finn Balor. All three Bullet Club leaders in a three-way.
Right. How did the Midcard Mafia tie into this?
What? Right, in a six man, fine. They all Midcard Mafia in a six man.
So glad you said that.
Thanks for the question. I scroll down, John. It wasn't a creepy one this time. I really appreciate that.
Progress,
lads. I was really looking forward to this question. At Declan Burn 31,
shout out.
With it being Christmas, who would be your ideal visitors for Christmas dinner involving anyone? Mine would be Seshmet Martina, Terry Thatcher, Logan Bryce, Alexander Dean, both Club Tropicana members, Tony Kelly, the whole Shamrock Rovers team, especially Greg Bulger.
Is he just going to name every Irish wrestler? Is that?
No. Connor Kearns. Oh, yeah. That's actually really sad. Connor Kearns, Leanne Kiernan, Katie McCabe, and Rihanna. So, what are you laughing at, Katie?
Kind of offended not on that list, to be honest.
If I had to guess Declan's Christmas guest list for his dinner, that's literally the exact to a fucking, even especially Greg Bolger, even that part, I would have guessed. Like, it's just so, do you know what, that's, I love that, because he's so supportive of the people that he likes, that there's no, like, oh, I didn't know you liked them, you know what I mean?
He's like, consistently Declan. Like, yeah. Like, that's going to be the name of his autobiography, consistently Declan.
That's the most loyal fan, like, ever, yeah, I'm not even messing. Yeah. So, who would be your Christmas dinner wish list?
Declan Byrne.
Yeah, actually would be one of mine. What, is it, that's just it? That's just Declan Byrne?
Yeah, just Declan Byrne. Yeah,
that's fair enough.
Declan on the crack, like, great.
Yeah? Any of you have anything to add to that?
I he's kind of sold me on Greg Bulger. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? You know, like, I don't know anything about Craig Bulger, but you know when someone really likes someone?
Hype it up.
Yeah, it's like when you with MLW, when you get really psyched about it, I'm like, I'm going to watch that.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
Declan's done for me with Greg Bulger.
Like, what is it, Greg Bulger?
He can only disappoint me now. Do you know what I mean? It's going to be like one of these promos. It's like the first time I ever saw Stone Cold Steve Austin, I was out of wrestling for a while. Like, I hadn't watched it in ages. And, like, I everyone in school was like, oh, man, he's so good. He's so fucking good. I don't know what I expected. But I didn't didn't expect a bald man with a beard in like black tights. I was like, I could only be disappointed. I expected like this guy shooting lightning bolts out of his ass. Do you know what I mean? When something's so built up, like, and then I'm going to see Greg Bulger one time and it's going to be like, yeah, it was a good match. Yeah, game of two halves.
All credit to the lads. No, I have to point out something about Greg Bulger, right? I was facing Butch on FIFA last night. I was Shamrock Rovers. He was St. Pat's. I beat him 7-1. And Greg Bulger scored an absolute fucking screamer. My point being, Declan's onto something. Katie, who would be your guest list for your Christmas dinner?
Oh, part of me would just want to invite a lot of people I know to hate each other from the Irish wrestling scene. just sit back and watch, to be honest. No, that wouldn't be a very nice Christmas dinner. I've had to watch a lot of FIFA this week because I'm off work for the week.
Oh, yeah.
So is Phil. I actually had to ask him last night, do you actually enjoy playing that game? Because the amount of abuse that has been hurled at the TV for the last 3 days straight.
I get that.
I feel it. Yeah. I feel where it's coming from.
That's why you do it.
I just don't understand, like, how do you play that every day when you clearly don't enjoy it?
Because it's the payoff at the end, right?
There's no payoff.
I'm doing a career mode, right, with Mansfield Town. I'm doing a career mode with Mansfield Town. We're in League 2 and we're fucking shit. Matches are boring. I don't enjoy playing them. It's fucking arse. But when we get to the Premier League, and I survived that season, and I stay in the Premier League, and I'm beating Liverpool at Town Park in front of all our fans. Do you know how much that's going to mean to me? That is the ultimate payoff.
Yeah, the season of hell. We've all had seasons of hell.
I don't think there's a light at the end of the tunnel for Phil, to be honest, because the anger is just at an all-time high all the way through. And then that little stat screen pops up at the end of the match, and it's honestly all I hear is like, fucking shots on target. What do you mean, shots on target? But like, it's actually, I've just sit in the other room now because I don't even like being in the same room. Is it like me and the dogs are just alarmed and we're sitting on the bed? Like,
do you know what happens as well though? Like, you get like, then like you outskill it and you get better and then you outclass your rank and then you're like, oh, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, all right, I beat Barcelona 5-0. Yeah, right, fucking FIFA. And then you go up to the next skill level and then you're shit again and then you're screaming at it for another way. So there's no winning. You're always going to be angry at the game.
I play an ultimate because I'm a fucking tank at FIFA. It's like one thing I'm actually decent. That what you call it, so
who would I invite to dinner?
Yeah. I actually forgot where I was.
If we want a legit answer, I would, my answer is always Louis Theroux for these questions.
Oh, good answer.
He just seems like a really interesting person,
but sound too, like sound. He's the crack.
Yeah I would invite the guys from Practical Jokers because
yeah, that's fair.
It's my favorite show, they're very funny. Except what? Ah, no, Murr is nice. I like them all.
Devin West, what do you have against Murr?
Just don't like him.
Oh, okay.
But they're such a unit. Like, they're like, you just love them all. No, I do.
I'm kind of witchy. Like, Murr is kind of like, I don't know. Who's like the Midgard Mafia counterpart of like Impractical Jokers?
Oh.
I'm definitely Sal.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that, yeah. Do you know?
Okay, there's Q, there's Murr, there's who's the
You're Murr.
One?
You're Sal Murr.
And
you're
Joe.
Definitely Murr.
I'm Murr.
Yeah, you're definitely Murr.
Yeah.
Troy Mendes, Murr.
You're not Joe or Q, and Sal's been taken, so.
Murr. Troy Murr.
This
Troy
is Troy
Mendes, exactly.
This is a very Murr reaction that you're having right now.
I think Dom Tuck's
Why?
Joe.
Why am I Murr?
Dom Tuck is Joe is a good show.
Yeah, I think he is. And then that means because Connor is Q.
Murr.
Please stop doing that. It's making me very uncomfortable.
But back to Christmas dinner guests. So do you have any more? Or
I feel like I should invite some women.
That's a bit sexist. What the fuck's that do?
Bit sexist.
Michelle Visage. You don't know who she is. She's a judge on Drag Race. Yeah, she's
Judge
really
Judy,
cool.
I know her. She's a judge, and she's really cool.
Like, I know a woman.
I'm gonna bring Judge Judy. I think she'd be cool. So is that your?
Yeah, you just want interest in people, don't you?
Well, right. I'll talk about this question, right? And I hate. Like, I don't hate Christmas dinner, but I hate dinner in general. Just eating with people and talking and stuff. So like. I was thinking of my favourite wrestlers. I'm thinking Eric Rowan. He just grabbed the turkey with one hand and just eat it at once and that's dinner over. So that's dinner done quickly. I'm like, that's pretty cool. I think Alison Kay would be actually just quite a normal guest to have. I think she'd be cool. And that's grand. And I was thinking about some of the other people to bring over, and then I thought, who would be the most antisocial person in all, like, in the world? Who would take their fucking dinner, bring it up to their room, and not talk to anybody? I think Raven Creed seems like the sort of person to do that. So I'm going to go with Raven Creed as, like, my ultimate, like, Christmas dinner guest. I'm also going to say David McGoldrick. So thanks for the question, Declan.
I didn't get the answer.
What?
I didn't answer.
Did you not?
No. Conan O'Brien, Hamish and Andy, Madman Manson. I just want to hang out with Manson more. And, yeah, I think that's it. No, I don't know if I like that. Jake and Amir, I'd like to hang out with. I'm just looking through podcast people that are like Jason Concepcion from Binge Mode as well. That's my list.
I'd bring in Mr. Charlie, right, and have him just sit at the table with one Irish wrestler just to make them uncomfortable. And he smiles into their soul, saying nothing for like the whole Christmas dinner.
Mr. Charlie and Joe. And then just leave the room constantly.
Do you want to know what's in the box, Joe?
Amazing.
I'll be so for that. But yeah, thanks for the question, Declan. That was deadly. At Big Bad Luther, thoughts on when you order pie and you get given a casserole with a pastry lid. How does this make you feel? Is it acceptable? It is not.
I don't eat pie or casserole, yeah, so this is kind of wasted on me.
Any of you?
Troy Mendes, we're all waiting for what Troy's thoughts are.
Sorry. My thoughts, I've never had that in my life. That's a wasted question. Pie, like, I've never had that in my life. Sorry. Okay, I'll give you back the mic, Rick.
Yeah, give him back the mic so I can answer. You know what?
I like how proudly, by the way, sorry, Tom, I keep cutting you off, I like how proudly Troy is like, I have never had pie in my life. Do you hear yourself sometimes? Tom, I'm so sorry. You're on a drill.
You know what?
Keen, but like the thing with this is that you should have started the question with Troy. Oh, did I do it again?
You done?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You done? Yeah, no.
You're being rude to our guests. Stop.
It absolutely grinds my gears. It absolutely pisses me off to no end when... what's the question again?
You know, I can't remember. What was the question?
I've never had pie.
Something about casserole.
Pie and casserole, do you like it?
Oh, never had it.
Thanks for the question, Luther.
I miss Luther Valentine. Do you remember, like, he had, like, a moment in courage? That was really cool when he, like, got really over and started, like...
You know he's in Phoenix at the weekend.
I know. But, like, it's just, like... again, like, he got like the Phoenix stuff out of it as well, like, so
not
that's really good.
That was for me, like, probably the highlight of courage.
It was the best part. He's the guy that got over it, like, really big and courage. Like,
so what we're saying is basically bring courage back is basically what we're suggesting.
I think the people want it.
I think that's what Rick was suggesting.
Yeah, there you go.
But do I think it's acceptable? No, but I'm my food tastes chicken nuggets, Pringles, and that's literally it. So my opinion on food means nothing. Exactly, it is a well-balanced diet. Thanks for the question, Luther. At Irish Slam Dan. This is not a belly rub question, don't worry.
You're a pee, Troy.
It's the first week of December, you get the RTE Guide Christmas edition that covers up till January 1st. What are three film shows you circle as must-watch?
So legitimately every year I do get the TV Guide and sit down with a highlighter and mark off what I want to watch. It's a thing.
Have you done it this year?
Not this year yet.
Right.
It's hard because I don't have Sky Record, so I can't actually record programs. So I have to keep track of what I want to watch. The main thing I want to watch this year, the Gavin and Stacey Christmas special is on Christmas Day this year. I am a massive Gavin and Stacey fan. If you haven't watched it, it's one of the funniest shows you'll ever see. We spoke last week about how I watch Rush Hour every Christmas Eve, so I really hope that's on again. I don't know, like, I watch a lot of Christmas specials. I love them, but they're the two. I don't know.
Die Hard. Big Hero 6 is one that I have, like, recorded on my Sky thing this year, because it's in their best, and I haven't seen it. It's one of those movies where I loved it, but I haven't seen it since it was out, and enough time's passed that it's worth a rewatch. And First Dates is my, like, Christmas, they're doing a Christmas Day special thing as well. I love First Dates, so.
Endgame I'll watch this Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Because I always watch the big Marvel film, like, Christmas Day.
Yeah, that's out as well on Sky.
But What are the Mid-Card Mafia's Christmas specials?
I'm not really big into Christmas movies or Christmas specials, but one, I think you know what I'm going to say, the Father Ted Christmas special. It's the like I watch it every single Christmas Eve. It's just, it never gets old. Yeah, I don't really like Christmas movies. I always watch Star Wars around Christmas because it comes out around then, so. So, yeah.
Nice. Well, straight away, agree with you, Die Hard, Christmas movie, don't care what anyone thinks. I had more, like, Mrs. Brown I watch religiously every year because I just think that's hilarious. And, yeah, Father Ted Christmas special every year as well. Love it. Troy?
Am I the only Mid-Card Mafia member that's never seen Father Ted?
What? Oh, that's some proper tan like, behaviour, man.
I am legit triggered.
But I haven't.
I didn't know this before the podcast, and I'm legit pissed off. What the fuck?
Gavin West is going home, man.
Oh, it's time to pack up now.
But the last time you guys were here, we had Dom doing Father Ted impressions. Did you know what was going on?
Yes, Katie, I knew what was going on. How dumb do you think I am? Like, what is going on? Okay. What was the question again?
That's a recurring theme. What's the question again?
Christmas specials? Any Christmas specials you like or watch or no?
Home Alone.
Yeah, that's right.
Elf. Die Hard.
You say these like happy family movies so threateningly. Elf. Die Hard. Home Alone.
Home Alone
2.
Oh shit! Okay.
In New York.
In a world where Macaulay Culkin.
That is actually a show. Imagine Troy Menes as like a trailer voice. You know, like the voice on movie trailers. Just imagine Troy Menes.
Cut a movie trailer right now. Do a movie trailer. It can be any movie. What's your favorite movie?
What's my favorite movie?
Yeah.
Warrior.
Okay, do a trailer right now for Warrior. Okay, we need this in our lives. Geez.
Why do I have to do a trailer for a real movie?
Start with In a World and then just go with it.
In a world of mixed martial arts with a professional wrestler playing a Russian MMA fighter. That was Kurt Angle, by the way.
You don't do asides in a trailer.
Fighting. More fighting. Training. Big scraps.
I'm sold. That was phenomenal.
I'm there. Really amazing. That's life-changing.
Did you ever see Honest Trailers?
Yeah.
That is literally Troy Mendes right now.
I forgot the question now. Fuck. What was
the question?
A Pringle break.
Special. Right. I said this last week. Father Ted special. I'm just going to say Paul Blart Mall Cop. I just think it's the best movie ever made. I'm probably not going to watch it. I haven't watched it in a few years. But I'm going to watch it now just because I just feel like watching it. So thanks for the question, Dan. At the Who 87, feel free to use either or both of best and worst Christmas special.
Best
and worst Christmas song.
Best and worst Christmas song. I really like Step Into Christmas. That's kind of grown on me. Because like you get Mariah Carey, you hear that the whole time that it washes, and then Fairy Tale New York, same thing, and it's also like getting more and more difficult as the years go on. Step Into Christmas is really catchy. Yeah, I think that works for me. Worst one, Baby It's Cold Outside, I really like, but again, it's difficult.
Well, it's always shit, to be honest. Anyway,
there's a song isn't great when you have to start with, like, it's not rape, but, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's difficult. Yeah, it's tough.
That's the thing about Ask Low Blows. You ask the question, and just, like, it just diverts everything, like.
I don't know where to look. best song, Bo Selecta, Happy Crimbo. Best song going. Worst is Mariah Carey, because it's just so overplayed, and it does my head every time I hear it. But yeah, Bo Selecta, Happy Crimbo, every year.
Best song, Let It Snow. Because that's the first one that came to my head. That's good.
Can you sing a bit of Let Us Know?
I forget how that goes.
What's that song go again like? No, you got this.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, or did I say it right?
Sing it. This will get our listeners into the Christmas mood.
He's lagging.
And the
fire is
cut.
It was a good attempt.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. There was like an error or something, and it cut, so you missed most of it.
It
but
was really
I sang
good,
the whole thing.
Yeah, there was technical issues, but trust me, it was really good.
Troy Mendes' brain connection interrupted, like on COD, you know? It's completely glitched. I work in retail, so fucked a lot of them.
I have my Elvis Christmas album on repeat at the moment. And my Bing Crosby Christmas album.
You are so old.
Where Oh Holy Night is a favourite of mine. I love the Mariah Carey song still because but I was at my work Christmas party on Saturday and I'm not joking, they played it 4 times. They played it as we came in, as we sat down to dinner, after dinner, and as the last song of the night. That was overkill.
Do you like buy anyone's Christmas like album every year?
No, I have Justin Bieber's Christmas album. I have obviously Bing Crosby, Dean Martin, Elvis.
Yeah, okay, therefore.
I don't buy anyone else's.
Like, you just strike me as the type of person who, like, every year religiously buys John Barrowman's Christmas.
No,
the way you're going with that.
Every year I buy, like, Josh Groban or something.
Yeah. I had a feeling.
My favourite Christmas song is probably the Drake and Josh theme song. It's not actually, like, particularly Christmassy, but it's a very good song, and I didn't really know how else to answer this question.
How's that go again? Go ahead, sing your verse.
No. You can't follow Troy. Troy's like the main event that just goes down here.
You're all getting there.
What other songs? I mean, Zoe 101 theme song's a banger as well. Do either of you know what I'm talking about? Katie and Rick?
I know that was a TV show. I've never seen it.
I'm pretty much the same boat, yeah.
That's my answer. Thanks for the question. The Who. At Trey_C, favourite Christmas limited edition foods, i.e. I love frosted French fancies they bring out for Christmas. I probably butchered the fuck out of that question. I apologise. But favourite Christmas limited edition food.
For me, Christmas foods, snowballs, and every day of Christmas, hot mince pies with ice cream on top, while having a cider watching the darts. Don't know why, it's a weird mishmash of foods and interests, and there's a lot going on there, but for whatever reason, when that's happening...
I think it's very specific, like, that's not even related to the question.
It's just, no, but that's like, when I think of that, that's Christmas, and that's food and drink that I always have, and it's just a complete match of styles and tastes, but it's, I'm like, this is Christmas to me, I don't know.
I had my first mulled wine last week, that was delicious, especially because it was spiked with whiskey. I was really nice to wander around drinking that. I don't know, I'm a very plain eater. I don't really get too excited about Christmas food. I like the idea of Christmas cake. I eat the icing off it, I don't eat the cake.
Tea cakes? No, just tea cakes, that's it.
You guys get Christmas food? I've been trying to order Domino's on Christmas, but they closed and...
Aw.
You're not one of them angry people that gets annoyed when things close on Christmas, are you?
Oh, I'm outraged by it.
What a fucking disgrace.
I work in a gym and we close for Christmas Day and Stevens' Day and I genuinely get a load of complaints every year. And I'm just like, we want to spend time with our families. I'm sorry if your 45-minute workout doesn't trump that.
Yeah, I feel for people like that, because I know there's people who are like, I just hate Christmas and I don't want my day to be interrupted with it. So I do feel for people. Like, I love Christmas, so I'm not one of those people. But I get it where they're like, I hate the way my life has to stop for this day that I hate. So I feel for them. But also, there's a line where it's like, also accept that, let these people have one day off a year.
Yeah.
Like, if there could be a middle ground where there could be some way where... stuff like that could be open and not affected, or if people who didn't celebrate Christmas could come in and do something like that, then but I know, I just see both sides there, because I know.
No, and I do get the other side, but it's like, people genuinely abuse me and my staff when we shows on Christmas. Yeah, and I'm just like, no.
No, like, that, there's no excuse for that. Yeah, like, I'm not like,
I think what Rick's trying to say is you deserve to get abused. You're delighted you receive it every single day.
No, I just geared myself up for this year because I posted the Christmas Times today.
Oh,
so.
Shit.
Would you count the advent calendars?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
I'd go with like all the chocolate and stuff, like selection boxes and stuff like that. That'd be mine. Because again, I'm not, you know, like Christmas dinner, like it's not chicken nuggets and chips, so I can't really call it my favourite. You know what I mean? It's all right.
I always get a Terry's chocolate orange in my stocking. That's always a nice Christmas morning treat.
They're not really that nice though.
LJ Cleary once smashed a Terry's chocolate orange over my head. So I've never eaten one since.
Yeah, is that everyone? Yeah. Thanks for the question, Tracy. At Sean McSerran, what is your biggest grievance with career mode? Mine is the commentary seemingly not being able to remember my previous honours in that particular career. It didn't used to be, but the annoyance developed more and more over time. So I, as I've mentioned already, very passionate career mode player. So I've got a few. It's nothing actually, believe it or not, it's actually nothing too major. For me, it's like the goal news is broken. Like, they brought in a deadly feature a few years ago where if you're playing like Aston Villa and Liverpool are facing fucking Leicester and their match had consequences on where you'd end up in the table, like, you'd get their goals coming in as you were playing, but they don't come in. It's broken, not all the goals come in, and then now this year you can either select every match or no match. Like, it gives you the option to choose specific matches, but it doesn't work.
I
hate that. A mute commentator is right from the start, so that doesn't affect me at all. I don't like how the managers never change over the course of 15 years. like Sean Dyche will be managing Burnley in like 2040 or something. Well, no, he probably would in real life. But like Jose Mourinho or somebody will still be in the same position. I don't get that. I don't like not being able to change kits. That also makes it pretty shit. What else? God, fuck.
I got one. And now over to report on the Liverpool-Everton game. It's Alan McInally. Goal for Everton, 2-0. And now to report on Sheffield United-Arsenal. It's Alan McInally. Arsenal have just scored, 3-0. And it's like, you can't be at both games.
Are the mid-card mafia FIFA players?
I used to be a big FIFA player. Not so much anymore, but the last FIFA game I purchased was about FIFA 15, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
Oh, career mode. One of the most frustrating things was, I think I had like an Aston Villa career mode, and one of the players, he wanted to transfer because he was struggling with the English language. Guess what country he was from? The Republic of Ireland.
I love that shit, I'm not going to lie.
I haven't owned a FIFA game since 06.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, sorry, lads.
Even people who, I know people who hate FIFA that have like FIFA 12 or something, you know what I mean?
I still play it from time to time. I still have a PS2 and I sometimes play it. Like, but
so random. 06 is the best one, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't really have any complaints of it because usually I just play the normal mode. What you call it?
Yeah, like kick off. Like.
Yeah, kick off. exhibition mode. And I was shy at it, so what I usually did was I always switch sides and then just scored loads of goals on the other team and then switch at the end and then, you know, be like 20-0 or something.
Oh, fair play. It's a winning strategy. Have you ever...
I play career mode yearly. I always buy FIFA because I hope it develops. Rarely does, but it's okay.
But you can't play an outdated career mode. You know what I mean? When the kit's not outdated, even by 1 year, it's like, ah.
That's the thing I hate about most, the lack of customization. So if you have a small club and you're going to the next year, you can't invest in your stadium to make it bigger. You can't change it each year if you want to. It's just the little things that remain constant, and it just annoys the hell out of me each year.
Yeah, that's valid. Like, fucking, for me as well, they've added it this year. The conferences are so boring, but you have to do them to keep your team happy because it's all about morale this year. It's not about form anymore.
Yeah.
So if you don't do these press conferences, your team aren't going to be happy and they're not going to play well.
Yeah.
So you have to sit for these boring fucking like 5 minute press conferences where they ask the same. It is realistic because in real life press conferences are boring too. They're like, well, how do you think this team, are you going to be competitive against Colchester? Yeah, credit to the lads. Oh, now they're happy. Great. Yeah.
And it's the same questions as well. Like, they didn't vary. Like, I appreciate they're going and making an effort to vary it, but like, there's still, like, it comes down to you're doing the same thing every press conference. Like,
no, and you know what I fucking hate as well? When it was like, I beat Bolton 5-0 in the cup, like, last night. And they were like, how hard was it to get past Bolton's defence? Clearly not hard if I've just scored five against them, but my only options were like, they really did a good job here, or we really just played our game. It's like, why isn't there an option for me to say, they're fucking shite, they're awful, even fine me, I don't care, just give me the option to go all out and be like, they're fucking wank, man, honestly, so bad. Like, I wish it was a more, like, I wish they made it fun, you know what I mean? If we have to do them, make them fun. I know the option's there to skip them, but you kind of have to do them.
For me as well, what's infuriating in career mode is the, like, because it's all about momentum, but they want to tell a story, and I get what they're going for, but I hate it. It's so frustrating to play when your team's in bad form, and then there's just like, you're playing better, but just goals won't go in, and then your team go down and just score with their first attack. It's really frustrating, because it's like, let me win on my merits. I get, if you want to make the other team really good, make them really good, and make them, like, but, like, don't stop me, don't penalise me. That's a goal in any other game, but now, because I'm supposed to be off form, you're just having him play a shit pass, or not being able to make a tackle. That, I've physically done this, I've the muscle memory of how to make a tackle in that position.
You're that FIFA player who plays badly and then blames the game.
It's not, no.
Devin West agrees.
It's not, though, like, it is, no, it's like, genuinely, like, where it's like, it's, I know when I play badly, though. I know when I'm like, I'm shit this today, I need to just stop. Like, I know when I play badly, but then, like, you just, you get on runs of form where you're just like, you just want me to lose. Like, I get it, it's part of the story, but this is really frustrating. Why would you, like, put this in to career mode where it's like,
to get you invested?
Now, it look, doesn't, it puts me off.
No, you're raging. You only go back and prove them wrong.
No, yeah, you do. You go back a week
you
later.
Do. Yeah.
And then you're magically fixed, like.
Yeah.
I do. I get it.
I got, no, I mean, do you know what? I talk shit, but I got smacked around by Forest Green Rovers last night. 3-0 to Forest Green Rovers, who aren't even good in this, you know what I mean? Like, we're, like, Mansfield in my career mode are, like, first, and they're, like, 18th or something like that. But, like, it's my fault. Oh, shit. But, like, as soon as the game was over, like, that game is bullshit, man. That 3-0. And it's, I don't say it's because I brought my keeper out as if that works in single player. It's because, like, the game wants me to fuck up, so fuck them.
But it's also, like, as well, like, I'll go in, like, I'm playing as Fiorentina in my career, and I go in and smack Juve around. And, like, absolutely, like, mark Ronaldo out of the game. Then the next game, Bologna beat us 5-0. I'm like, give me a bit of consistency here.
But that happens in real life. That happens with United. United beat City just there last week, and Tottenham, and then they'll go off and they'll lose fucking Aston Villa. Like,
yeah, but
week.
That's notably mental. That's not the
but
norm.
It happens. It does happen, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair.
And you can say the same about Norwich and City. Like, City are fucking... So it does happen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I kind of do prefer it in a way, and the reason I prefer it is because, particularly in League 2, it's very easy to get wins. So, like... I'm, you know, if I want to win the league, it's quite, it gets kind of boring. So if a team can step up and fucking, like, give me a challenge, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, thanks for... Sorry if I'm bored the fuck of everyone else. But I'm a passionate FIFA player, and I love the FIFA questions. Thank you, Sean. Keep them coming. At unknown secret ID.
Yes.
What are your goals for 2020?
Goals for 2020, also unknown shout out. But unfortunately, you cannot join the Midcar Mafia.
What?
Yeah, goals for 2020. Get the Midcar Mafia more bookings. Hopefully bring it abroad. That would be the dream. Getting better Nick. Just have loads of matches.
They had a show on the Ackle Island fucking like a few weeks ago. Would you like to wrestle there?
Absolutely. We will wrestle anywhere. We will wrestle on someone's trampoline if they offered us enough money. At least $250.
€2.50.
Yeah.
This bus fare were fine, like.
And win the belt.
That was my answer, make Dom Dunk champ for next year.
Yes.
Somewhere shape or form, make Dom Dunk champ. He's our Kofi.
Yeah.
He is our Kofi.
Troy, what are your goals for 2020?
Well, wrestle more matches than I did this year. Go abroad with the Midcard Mafia and just wrestle around the country with the Midcard Mafia.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for seeing all my answers.
Yeah. Yeah, like, sorry. Can I copy your homework? Yeah, just change it up a little bit so it doesn't look like I copied.
Okay, wrestle Bobby Lash. That's what you were expecting, Dom.
But that's not going to happen next year. Why would you say that?
It might happen next year.
Also, wrestle Andy Steele, please.
Oh, yeah. Andy Steele.
My prediction for 2020 for the decade. Remember that question? I predict Troy Mendes versus Bobby Lashley. That's what I predict. It's gonna happen.
It's gonna be sick. The main event of Starcade on the WWE Network.
would watch.
What are your goals?
I don't know, like boring stuff.
I'm just, kind of the same, man, I'm not gonna lie.
Just more like, yeah, I wanna travel more. I've got like loads of career goals. I'm really career focused now. I wanna get a nice gaff. That's about it.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing this time last year I was like, I wanna get 50,000 subscribers, I wanna get, you know, all the views, whatever. But this year, I mean, like, college takes up a lot of time, so if I just do the odd videos, I mean, that's cool. Past college, I suppose, yeah. Alright. What are your goals?
Here we fucking go.
Well, the last time I was asked, I just said get through a year without breaking a bone, so that's still number one. I've been planning a big trip to America for the last year that I had to put off, obviously, because of my accent, so I really want to do that in 2020. I have a friend who lives in Idaho, so I want to go visit her, and I want to go visit, like, the small towns in America, you know, like not the big cities, like the proper, like, I want to go to like a dive bar in like Daisy Dukes and like sing country music. That's what I want to do. I want to join the Midcar Mafia.
Well,
even,
I mean,
for one night only.
You don't have to achieve all your goals, you know what I mean? You set them out and that's it.
Like, that's
everyone
probably
has that goal.
That's my loftiest goal, to be fair. So I'm just hoping, you know, if I get enough FaceTime in, that they'll let me in for one night, maybe.
Is that why you're here?
Is that why you're here?
No, is that why you're here?
This is my podcast.
What do you mean it's your podcast?
This is our podcast.
It's my podcast.
This is our... I'm a valued member of this team.
You are a member of this team. I don't know. What was that? So have you listened to your goals?
Oh, wrestling. I want to start wrestling outside Ireland again because I decided not to this year, so I want to do it next year.
I have a Katie Harvey related goal. I want to like stir enough shit between Katie Harvey and Alison Kate to set up a match. I don't care if it's in NWA, Fight Factory. I'd prefer if it was over here, like Fight Factory or OTT, wherever. Phoenix, that'd be fucking cool. But yeah.
You keep looking at me. I've emailed her, like.
Well, I mean, you know, until it happens, you're the GM. And
oh, for fuck's sake. I'll keep emailing, but it's harassment after three.
Yeah, that's the point. Well, I don't know. Any other goals? Have we done that? Okay, cool. Thanks for the question, unknown. At Simpsons WWE, ever witnessed a moment of instant karma? Lad I know is mocking a fella on crutches, dragging his leg and generally being a dick. His foot got caught in a pothole while doing this and he fell over, dislocating his knee and ended up on crutches himself. So, any instant karma examples?
I remember when I was a teenager, I did a knick-knack on a house, and as I was sprinting away, one of the lads like said something and I looked back and laughed and ran straight into a signpost and went straight down on the ground.
I can imagine you doing that as well.
Yeah,
I can imagine you as like a kid doing it. I don't know why that's such a clear.
I literally ran straight into it, face first. Like, could have not have been more perfect. Like, it was, it was absolutely spot on.
Nick Knack is the most Rick Nash thing ever. I can imagine you doing that so much. I don't know why.
I used to call it a Rick Knack.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Like,
oh, why are you handing me the mic? Do you think, what have I done to get karma? I need to think about
it can be anyone. That's for you. You could just witness it.
I started making eyes at a teacher on the plane.
Got a yellow card. Does that count?
Wait, you what?
That's not. No, that doesn't count.
Why not?
What did you say?
I did a bad tackle in a football match. Got a yellow card. Is that karma?
No. That's kind of the standard procedure.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
I feel like I've had lots of instant karmas, like the time I made fun of people who had to wear compression sleeves on their elbows. I don't know. No, I should have thought about this. I should have prepared some. Dom, do you have one?
I don't know. I really don't know if I should say this. It's not really.
Well, you have to know.
No, it's not what you're thinking.
Was it?
I was 15 and like, this isn't even instant karma, it's just like a few days later karma. I was 15 and when I was 15, like, I didn't go out much at all. I started going out with like a few of the lads from my class and like one of them was a fucking prick, right? And so we were just messing around in like the park or whatever and like I think I was talking to one of the other lads. Suddenly he just goes, "Tuck, header this." He throws a ball at me. I header it. Instantly, as soon as I header it, I'm like, fuck, that really fucking hurt. I put my hand on my head and it starts gushing blood. And I'm like, how fucking hard was that ball? And then your man goes up to me, oh, I'm so fucking sorry. I didn't think it'd fucking bust you open. And like I said, what the fuck did you put in there? Oh, it's full of rocks.
That kid grew up to be Liam Royal.
And like, he put on like trying to feel bad about it. And I was just thinking like, why the fuck did you do that?
He actually filled a ball with rocks.
Yeah.
Like, that's premeditated. Like, that's...
Yeah. He was a wanker, I told you.
Yeah. Well, how did he whip? Like, I'm not justifying it, but it's impressive in a way that he was able to kind of whip it, like, to the point of heading it. Yeah, honestly, you know what I mean? If it's full of rocks, that's pretty good. Like,
I didn't
crossing.
Even know it had rocks in it. I didn't even know he had a football. Like, I just, when I saw the blood, like, that's when I started thinking about it, you know?
I respect your instinct to header it, though. A lot of people would kind of like, just be like,
I probably just had a scream.
I should have bitched out of it. Yeah, the instant karma, he like broke his arm like 3 days later.
When I pushed him off a curb.
Oh, I fucking wish. I don't know why I told that story on a fucking podcast.
Because you forget you're on a podcast when you're on a podcast and then you say things. This happens to me all the time. Long instance of karma, when I first started the job I'm in now, I got hired and then two other people who'd interviewed ended up getting hired for work experience. So they weren't qualified enough for the job, but they were given work experience to build their CV. One of them was an absolute little prick to me. Kept going to management to complain that I wasn't any good at my job and that, you know, they should let me go and hire him instead. Badmouthed my classes, all the rest of it. I'm now a hiring manager. Guess who sends in a CV every time a position opens up? And guess who gets to reject him every single time? And he's a really good CV, but I'm just like, I know you're a dickhead. And I press reject. So I quite like that long-term karma.
Do you remember that girl that broke your nose doing karate before the bell?
Yeah.
Did anything ever happen to her?
Oh, I don't know, because I quit karate to wrestle a couple of months later.
So there was no karma? I just wanted to bring it up. I just thought it was really funny. Anyway.
She actually won the Euro Millions.
You went off to live a really happy, long and successful life.
So what they're talking about is I used to compete in karate and I was fighting for a place in the world championships. This was the qualifier. And just before the bell rang, she punched me in the nose and broke it. And she got a warning. But I was so rattled by the broken nose, I ended up like getting demolished in the fight and lost my place in the world championships.
Dom just said, what a legend.
I know me for fighting through that injury and, you know, continuing on with the match anyway. Thanks, Dom. Supportive friend.
I don't know any instant karma stories about, like, in person or anything I've witnessed directly. I mean, like, for me, one thing that I love looking up is showboating gone wrong in MMA. It's weirdly satisfying. Like, I know Anderson Silva's a legend, but Anderson Silva getting knocked out by Chris Weidman when he was doing the whole, like, you know, head movement and, you know, like, doing the dance, and then all of a sudden Chris Weidman just fucking decks him and he's gone. MMA is good. That's basically it. I just look it up. It's really good.
Nice.
Thanks for your question, Simpsons WWE. And our final question, at Kevin Wright Stuff. All the Billie Eilish Van Halen talk has me wondering if Katie has ever been on the receiving end of wrestling gatekeepers. In general, have any of you ever been the victims of, I can't believe you've never heard of insert wrestler name?
This is literally the story of my fucking life. Like the lads will be able to tell you when I'm at training, all I get is like, oh, you don't watch so-and-so's matches? You don't think they're the best in the world? And sometimes I might make an innocuous statement like, the Revival aren't my favourite tag team. And then that will snowball into, Katie says the Revival are shit. She doesn't know anything about wrestling.
Oh, wait, we do this every week. Yeah.
Or like, you know, like, oh, you haven't seen this obscure fucking Noah match from 15 years ago, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, I haven't seen it. But I've seen lots of other matches. And I'd be like, no, you're shit. Oh, yeah, no, it happens a lot. I think it happens to everyone in wrestling, like fan and wrestler. Mm. Right? Happens to everyone, right, guys?
Yeah. Oh, like you guys don't get to see like any negative comments about the podcast, but it always comes back to like, because like on a podcast, for example, like a lot of this, like We do a lot of it on the fly. Like, we do background work of prep into, like, Keane, for example, with Oslo Blows, like, preps a lot of the questions beforehand. Me and Katie just tend to wing it a lot. But Keane puts a lot of work into the questions beforehand. But we do a lot of background work and prep, but we also don't script everything because it's supposed to, like, a podcast is a conversation with mates. So you're just kind of speaking on the fly a lot.
And then you say, we speak on the fly a lot. And then I say, okay, that's a fact. Okay, that's a fact. And then Rick says that.
Exactly, like, but, like, you get then, and sometimes you'll say a name wrong or something like that because you get caught up in the moment or your brain just freezes. I always do that where I'm thinking of a different wrestler.
He pronounces all the Japanese names wrong because, like, he's a bit racist.
But, like, then you hear, like, you'll get it on Twitter, like, now it's only if you look for it, you know what I mean? They don't necessarily tag you, but you get, like, busy tweets where it's like, you're factual inaccurate about this, and it's just like, come on, I'm having a fucking conversation with my mates, like, do you know what I mean? Like,
I'd say you get a rake in them about me.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen anything about you. I haven't seen it. No, genuinely, I haven't seen anything about you. Like, but, like, just the odd time. No, it's more just over the years. It's not something that happens every week or anything like that. But just over the years, it's always about, like, well, actually, I hate when people, well, actually. And it's just like, I know what you're saying. I saw that match. I was talking about that match. I just said Rusev instead of fucking Bray Wyatt. You know what I mean? It just slipped out. I didn't think fucking it was Rusev in that match. It just slipped out. But, like, yeah, there's so many people who do it, and well, actually, it really bothers me.
I actually got it a lot when I started watching a lot of Nakamura matches. Like, I'll admit, I don't watch a lot of New Japan. I don't know a lot of its history. Most of what I know is through you. But, like, when I seen his last few Wrestle Kingdom matches, I start watching more of his matches, and then obviously when it came to WWE, I became a big fan. The amount of people are like, yeah, but you're not a real fan because you haven't seen, you know, like, this. And I'm like, but I enjoy his work now. Is that not enough to say I'm a fan? Like,
not
why?
Plastic, complete plastic, isn't she?
Why? What's wrong with being a plastic fan?
Well, you can't even name 10 their albums. Jimmy, what's the point?
But, like, what's the point? Okay, here's another thing. I had someone. I won't get into it. I'll tell you this after. But it's someone people would know, like, people especially around, like, our kind of sector of people would be at least familiar with, and just kept getting onto us on, like, just went through a shitty phase of trolling the Lobos Twitter for a while, saying, but you haven't seen this match, and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, I literally gave, like, 5 years of my life full time for wrestling. You know what I mean? I studied it. I traveled. I, like lost relationships. I gave up job opportunities. I gave up career opportunities. I didn't go to college because I wanted to learn about wrestling. You know, I don't need to prove because I haven't watched this obscure indie wrestling promotion in America that I'm a true wrestling fan. You know what I mean? And they just went into, have you seen this? Well, then you don't know what you're talking about. And it's just like, it was an effort to try and prove, like, in public that we didn't know what we were talking about. And it's like, no, you watch more wrestling than me. That's okay. That's fine. That's go you. I'm not arguing that you're wrong, but, like, I know about wrestling. Like, I've lived it with my fucking life choices. Like, I know about wrestling. I've earned the right to speak about it. I'm not saying I know it any better than anyone else, but I know enough to be able to have an opinion. Like, fucking let me have that. Like, don't just come at me because you saw 10 matches that I didn't. You know what I mean? It bothers me.
Oh, the lads might get this as well sometimes when you're in training or planning matches and the names moves. You know, if I call it something and someone calls it something different, like, that doesn't mean that...
Tiger Faint Kick.
What the fuck is that? What's that?
I learned that off Ben Given. And once I heard Ben Given say it, I was like, yeah, Tiger Faint Kick, I always knew it was called
619,
that.
619, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but me calling it 619 doesn't make me any dumber about wrestling. It just, that's
does.
How I've been exposed to the move. Like,
no, the smart people call it Tiger Faint Kick. Am I right, Rick? You call it Tiger Faint Kick as well, yeah?
Oh, Tiger Faint Kick. Only Mark's call it 619.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I just hate when, like, people rechristen moves at, like, obscure names. Like, I don't know. Like,
no, but, like, I think that was the original name for it, and then it got called 619.
Oh, so it's a real...
That's why, yeah.
So it's a real hipster thing to go back and call it.
Yeah, like...
Why can we not just call it both?
Well, like, because... The 619 represents something. Like, yeah, I don't know. Do you know what? I actually do kind of think it's better to name it, like, after the wrestler. But then...
Who's using it? Is it Carrie... No, not Carrie Sane. It is... No. Io Shirai is using it, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they're calling it the Tiger Fan Kick. And I was listening to more on commentary, and he actually goes, oh, there's her version of a 619 in tribute to Rey Mysterio. And I'm like, so she's actually using the Rey Mysterio version of it. You're acknowledging the connection, and you're still just not going to call it 619. I don't know. I don't get it.
Are you being a gatekeeper now?
No, just let people call things what they want to call things.
I know,
things.
I'm only talking, I just like it. Have you guys ever experienced that yourselves?
Like, similar to Katie, I didn't know about Kazuchika Okada at least 2 years ago. I had no idea who he was, never heard of him until 2 years ago. And ever since then, oh, you haven't seen him? Like, no? Am I supposed to know this guy? Who is this guy? Like, I thought he was a footballer at one stage.
I'm jealous when people don't know about that shit, though. I genuinely, if I'm you, it's like when you, like, when someone hasn't seen Game of Thrones or The Wire or something, I'm jealous because I'm like, you get to, like, fucking, if you want, you can go back and learn all about that and experience it fresh. I can't ever look at, like, classic matches that I love with fresh eyes ever again, whereas you can. Like, I feel the opposite way when people don't know it because I'm like, you can, oh, you're so fucking lucky. You can just go back and you have a whole fucking history to explore and you can live it for the first time. That's fucking awesome. Like,
would anyone like to speak?
Why are you giving me two mics for this?
double mic.
Does this look good?
Yeah, it looks great. It's an audio medium. They can't see it. Well, basically, have you ever been the victim of I can't believe you've never heard of insert name here?
No, I've never been the victim.
Nice.
Hope that answers it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, what would you sign out then?
What will this actually sound like if people are listening? Because I'm literally talking into two mics at once.
It'll sound great. Scream!
Ish!
Yeah, I think that's the last question. Have I been a victim of that? Not really. I watched some obscure shit. I like to be the gatekeeper. I like to turn around and be like, you've never heard of fucking, I don't know, like, backyard or my backyard face. And
we have to do this to Katie more often. Yeah, we need to coordinate this and just make up wrestlers.
I actually really like gatekeeping. Now that you mention it, Kevin, I think it's a really cool thing to do.
It's going
to
be fun now.
I think
you've given us a new thing.
Yeah, thanks, Kevin. Keep us going for
2020. That's our 2020 goal.
Our 2020 goal. Gatekeep to Katie. The rest of the decade is that we're going to buddy Katie a lot and we're going to gatekeep. So, yeah, thanks, Kevin. Anyone have any last words? Anyone?
No.
What about you, Troy?
Just give us one final word. Any word.
It was a pleasure.
That was four words. No, end it.
Dom Tuck, you end it with the final word. Any word you want.
Thanks.